G'day, it's Phil Edwards, Vision CEO here, with a quick invitation to become part of this amazing beacon of hope called Vision. Together we can put our love into action to help people of all kinds build or rebuild their lives on the truth of God. Please consider the part you can play during our upcoming Visionathon appeal, remembering that it's your support that makes Vision possible, including this podcast.
Audio on demand from Vision Christian Media.
Exploring faith and the future. Neil Johnson and Bible teacher, Dr. Camille Majdali.
Here we are back in the gymnasium, and we're calling it God's Gym because we're talking about growing spiritually. One of the things we've begun to touch on, Camille, is this issue of discipleship. Now, that typically means there's all sorts of sacrifice involved. It means perhaps humbling myself to see that there might be a mentor. But let me ask you the tough question about discipleship. Why would I want to sacrifice my personal peace, my personal feeling of comfort, and actually be a disciple?
That's a very good question, Neil. And I think we need to deal with the why of discipleship before we deal with the what. Bear in mind, if we're going to grow spiritually, and I've shared this already, you have to be a disciple. It's not enough just to be a nice person, Christian, goes to church, puts a coin in the offering bag, smiles pleasantly at others, and then leaves the church and goes out and does their own thing. Why do you need to be a disciple? I'll give you a couple of very, what I believe are good reasons. And it comes from John chapter 8. Jesus makes the statement, if you continue in my words, you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Discipleship brings freedom. The fact is, most all of us are not incarcerated sitting in a jail. We are free range. But the truth is, most people are not free. They're in bondage. Bondage that doesn't come from handcuffs, ball and chain, but bondage that comes from sin. Romans 6 teaches that. Anyone who gives themselves over to sin is a slave to sin. And discipleship sets you free, not just forgiveness of past sins, but also it breaks the power of a sin-dominated self-life so that you overcome habits, mindsets, personal deficiencies, attitudes, addictions. All these things bring bondage. True discipleship will set you free from such bondage.
But Camille, we Aussies, we like our personal freedom. We do not like to be dictated to by someone who thinks they know better than we do. There's got to be something in there that is an incentive for us to say, well, I'm going to be sacrificial. I'm going to give up some of this freedom to be a disciple. It's going to have to be something that's pretty, pretty good.
Well, as I said, first of all, if the incentive of being free from attitudes, addictions, sins, weights is not enough, then I don't know what it is. But there's something else, Neil. And it also comes from the Gospel of John, the benefit of discipleship. And that is, we will bear lots of fruit before God. In John 15, Jesus talks about he is the true vine, we are the branches. Every branch in him that bears fruit, he will prune. Every branch in him that doesn't bear fruit, he will cut off. Fruitfulness is really no option. We need it. God invested everything through Christ for our salvation. And to put it quite bluntly, he expects a return on his investment. When you are a disciple, no problems. You will give a return on that investment. You will bear so much fruit. Not only does it bring glory to the name of God, but it also brings massive fulfillment in our own personal lives.
Faith and the Future with Neil Johnson and Dr. Camille Majdali from Teach All Nations. For more from Dr. Majdali, including books and DVDs on prophecy, Bible commentaries, plus today's and other episodes of Faith and the Future, go to vision.org.au.
Thanks for taking time to listen to this audio on demand from Vision Christian Media. To find out more about us, go to vision.org.au.